for a moment. Right, yes, well, welcome to the show. Now, I've woken up this morning to some dreadful news about Paris. It's fucking awful. It's fucking awful. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just dreadful. It's difficult for me to take all this in because it's a whole mixture of emotions and stuff. So I'm not going to bang on about it. I'm not going to let it affect the show, but just to say it's fucking awful and the blokes are a bunch of arseholes. Right, so on with the show. Enough of that. They're not going to stop me doing my show, but as if that was their aim. And I will make no more reference to it other than to say it's fucking awful and you're a bunch of arseholes. Right, so starting off the show this week, it's a big show. It's a lovely big show this week with some great music. Thanks to everybody who did get back to me. I feel like making the Gwyneth Paltrow, you care! She said you loved me, didn't she? Anyway, and it was nice to get some feedback from people who do listen to the show. Because when you don't get feedback back, you just think, what the hell am I doing it all for? And although you see stats and stuff come through, you think, depending on what mood you're in, you kind of think, well, are these real people? Or are these bots? You always think it's a bot. If it's a good thing, go, it's a bot. The bots made me do it. But no, people do actually listen to the show, which has kind of reinvigorated me and fired me up a little bit to make more of the show. Now, I've been very busy the last few weeks, gigging, lots of gigs. So I've been a bit preoccupied with that because if I'm not gigging, then I'm thinking about gigging or preparing to gig, or having gigged and getting over it all. And so I've got one more gig to do tomorrow and then that's it for this month. I've got one gig next month in December and then I've got about three gigs in January, which is quite unusual for me. Don't normally have gigs in January and February, but hey, I'm not going to turn them down. Thanks very much indeed. So what am I going to do now I'm not gigging? Well, I shall obviously... One of the things I'll be doing, my taxes, which I've got to do because I'm a self-employed musician, and so I've got to do that. I don't have an accountant. I kind of nearly did last year, but it didn't quite work out. Did it, Gray? Didn't quite work out, mate, because he was charging me more. Actually, I didn't pay an awful lot of tax last year, which sadly, the Cayman Islands helped me out. not earning much money helped me out. And so the amount of tax that I would have paid, I'm just making a little noise with a little thing. I always fiddle with things. It's being an ex-smoker, always fiddling with things, chewing pens, all that sort of stuff. It's been 10 years, but you know, never give up, do you? So, I don't do the accountancy thing, so I do all that online. So I'm going to do it next week because I haven't got to do it until, hasn't got to be until, I'll do it all online. It hasn't got to be until January, middle of January. But I'll start doing it next week and go through the motions of that. So I want to do that. I've got loads of new songs that I want to put together in an album, but I'm going to do that in a special way. And if I remember later in the show, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about that. And also Periscope. Do you know about Periscope? I'll tell you about Periscope later on because that's something else that you might want to get involved with, as well as Twitter and all that sort of balarcus. But other than that, what I'm going to do next week, I am going to go out and I'm going to see some live music in Southampton. Now, I don't know what I'm going to see yet. I've got a rehearsal with The Horse on Thursday. If you didn't know, The Horse is the band that I play bass with. So I've got a rehearsal with them, so I'm probably not going to go and do anything there on Thursday. But next week, I'm going to try and get out. I don't know if I'm going to get out every night. I'm going to try and get out most nights and go and see some live music in Southampton. I shall take with me my trusty Zoom recorder, results of those records, some recordings I'm going to play later on. And I'm going to see if I can do some interviews with people that are doing live music, maybe the audiences and owners in Southampton, and do some of that and put them on the podcast. How about that for a bit of an idea? So I'm going to do that. Also looking at doing a bit more production-y stuff, a bit more sort of stuff that I used to do in the older shows to make it a bit more interesting. Interviews are always good fun. I've had a chat with yesterday. I had a chat with Napoleon from Watch With Mothers. Do you remember Watch With Mothers? And Hot Potato to say, I want to do a bit more to the show. I wonder if you want to get involved in something. And he did say it would be quite nice to do some comedy songs. We used to do some comedy songs, and I want to try and get him to suggest to him to do some other stuff as well. So we should wait and see what happens with that. If you've got any suggestions, let me know on the website, and I shall do what I can to. If they're good suggestions, I'll have a go at them. If they're rubbish, I'll just go and think, oh yeah, thanks very much, and not do them. That's what we all do, don't we? Something like that. So last week. It's Saturday today. I was going to do things yesterday, but I had some work suddenly flood in to do. So week before last, I did a show at the Joiners, which I might have mentioned on the last podcast. I don't know what happens. At the Joiners for support for a band called Dirty Proper, who I played then. They invited me to come and play, and it was lovely. And I recorded some of their set as on my trusty Zoom recorder, but I haven't asked the permission to play it on the podcast. So once I do that, and if they give the permission, I'll play some live tracks from that show. And I recorded some of me, a track of which I shall play later in the show. Also, I recorded a guy called Johnny Gogo. Actually, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. I kind of think I might have just been a little bit overawed by him. I just sort of stood there and thought, Jesus, this guy's brilliant. This is fantastic. And I enjoyed the show so much, I enjoyed his show so much, I didn't think, oh, I'll go and record this. I can't. That doesn't mean that I wasn't recording. Anyway, I'm not going to make excuses. I just didn't. But we did a CD swap. And so I've got a track from his CD coming up in the first section. The first section that you've got him. I want to play a few songs in the first section. Don't know how many it'll be yet. I'll tell you what they are afterwards. But it's going to kick off with a track from Johnny Gogo's album. I can't remember what it's called. There'll be links on the website if you want to find out more about him. This track is called Sweet Boy, and it's fantastic.
Something to say, but it's gone now. It had something to do with this dream about you that I had. Now I can't give it up, 'cause my heart's engaged, and it takes too much time to unwind all the strings that you play. Camera crews to distract me. And I called up some friends and I tried to pretend that I care. I just can't give a fuck for the world. If there's one thing I wanna do for the rest of my life,
it's talking to you.
'Cause when you speak, boy, it's like hearing my thoughts in a more perfect timbre. I'm warm, but the sun's in my eyes. Just this morning I woke up to mostly blue skies. It was night. Make it up and play life pretend when it wouldn't stand up to reality's cup in the end. I need a sweet boy. I need one thing I wouldn't lose in the darkest of nights.
Fall like a sunrise.
I need a sweet boy, but my mind.
fruity, 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 foo.
And the hardest part was losing out to all your friends when the complications end.
Don't take me for be that cruel, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling you just couldn't understand. Don't, you're never just another bird, no, don't. You and me, it's just absurd, well, don't. You get no points for coming third, no, don't. Don't you say another word, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Guys, 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 it's my last song. I really appreciate it just for this song. It's like 2 minutes. You could just talk a little bit quieter because I can really hear it up here. I know you don't know. I know you're not doing it deliberately, but I can hear it up here and it kind of puts me off a little bit. So I'd really appreciate it if you could just keep it down just a little bit for me. Is that okay? You cool? Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Don't say you want me as I am, well, don't. I try to do the best I can, no, don't. Let you see that I'm the man, no, don't. Wasn't ever in the plan, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't dream for things they might come true, well, don't. Tell me that you want me to, well, don't. Not till you and him are through, no, don't. Cause I could really fall for you and I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't. Don't. Don't.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for the sound. Thank you so much for watching. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Fail me now. Blossom.
take its course and spring my senses from its jail to tell that tale. Crossed out corpses resurrecting, Easter bunnies insurrecting, insurrecting in the fields. Let it all be revealed. Let it all be healed. Oh, heart, please don't you fail me now. Blossoms are calling me forward now. Intoxicating my pollen counts. Let free the rights of spring. Breaking roots into my waiting, trembling veins. I'm relighting fresh rain. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again.
You are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are. And right, you were listening there too. That was The Rites of Spring by Accrington Stanley. What a fucking cracker. What a crack of a track that was, eh? Yeah, started off with Sweet Boy with Johnny Go-Go, and then Bella Takes Chase and her new single called Wanderlust. That's a bit special, isn't it? And that was me afterwards with my rendition of Don't. That was live at the Joiners week before last. Yeah, those pesky speakers. Do you know what? I did another gig. When did I do it? I did it last week. I did a show at the Slaughtered Lamb in Clerkenwell last week. Exactly the same thing happened. People speaking at the back. Now, all this thing about people talking in gigs. If you're playing in a pub and you're getting paid to play there. And it's all good. You're part of the background. You're part of the background noise, part of the ambience, I've said all this before. You're part of the background. If you're in a music venue and you're playing, if you're playing in a music venue and everybody's talking, yeah, that's your fault. You're not captivating them. You're not you're not getting their attention. Captivating them? Maybe that's a bit too strong a word. I don't know. But you're not getting their attention. So that's your fault, okay? As a performer, that's your fault. If they're all talking and you're playing in a music venue, yeah, that's your fault. You got to sort yourself out. If you're playing in a music venue and everybody's listening apart from one group of people, and you've tried the whole gig or you've tried a couple of songs and they're still talking, it's their fault, and I think you should do something about it. And I did there. Don't expect the crowd to do something about it. There are tricks. There are little things you can do, and you might have heard me do that in the song, where if someone's talking in a music venue in one of my songs, I tend to go really, really quiet. Don't get louder, because they'll just get louder. But take it down, and then what generally happens, 90% of the time, I wouldn't say 99, but 90% of the time, they kind of realise how loud they are, because you're being really, really quiet, and they normally get the message, because then they sort of feel, unless they're drunk. If they're drunk, all bets are off, forget it. If they're drunk, you put the guitar down, tell them to shut the fuck up or get out. That's what you do, you can't be subtle. But other than that, it's a bit of a sweary podcast this week. Sorry kids, sorry Christians, sorry anti-swearers. But this week, if you were hoping for a clean show, you're fucked. Sometimes you just have to say something. And generally people, unless they're drunk, are just nice about it. They don't realise that you can hear them, because they're normally whispering it, unless they're loud, and if they're loud, they're normally drunk. But they don't realise it, so there's no point in having a go at them and make them feel guilty and go, oi, oi, and starting a confrontation. It don't work. Don't work, mate. Don't bleeding work. Just have to just talk to people. Just be genuine and just go, look, well, what I did. Anyway, enough of that. Wanderlust, fantastic. Bella Takes Chase. I haven't seen her for a while, actually. I might go, shame she's not around here. I would love to go and see her. Like, she's great live. I've seen her live down here. That's what I'd fancy next week. Sitting in a nice bar or a nice venue with a nice beer, listen to Bella Takes Chase. Lovely. That would be lovely. Or Atkinson Stanley. I know they're playing. I think they're playing next week. Rites of Spring. I'll have to have a little look on Facebook for that. Let's have a chat with Dan, who's their lead singer. Brilliant guy. Right now. There's some new tracks for last week. Now this week, for last week, in that last section. Now in this section, what have we got? We've got Oliver Young, who I think is in my old book, in one of my old files from a year or so ago, or maybe this year. I don't know. And after that, Daniel Rohr from France. How very poignant. And I did actually compile these tracks on Thursday, if you follow me on Facebook. Let's talk about following for a little while. If you do the Twitter, then you'll find the podcast, the Twitter. I don't, I've got a few Twitter accounts. Well, I've got two. there's the podcast one, which is _ is this thing on podcast, I think. But I never follow people back on that one, because I don't really do an awful lot. If you want to find out who's on the podcast and you're on Twitter, subscribe to that feed and it just automatically does it. I don't really do much else from that. If you want to follow me on Twitter, then it's Nick_Tan. I'll chuck up a little jingle later on for that. And I generally do follow back. If I don't, give me a shout and go, oi, shitbag, follow me back. But I generally do. And if you do that, then you'll find out, you'll get the feed for my Periscope, which I've been a fan of for a while. And I've only started using properly, really. The thing about Periscope, it's live streaming on the web. And it all goes out. Something was vibrating then. Or was that me? Normally something's vibrating or tweeting or making noises somewhere. I'm going to start doing live streams from my gigs. I've got a few coming up and various little bits and pieces I'm going to be doing at home, because I'm going to be recording my new album soon. But I'm going to do it track by track, obviously. And I'm going to release each track individually as I go along. And some of those recordings I'll be putting on Periscope, so you can actually see me and hear me recording the individual tracks. I'm going to do it in a bit of an unusual way. Inspired by Jeff Lynne from ELO. Remember him, kids? From Jeff Lynne. I saw a documentary about the ways that he recorded his last album. I thought, God, that's pretty cool. I could do that here. And what it is I use different rooms and different spaces in my house to record the tracks. For instance, there's a sweet spot on the, halfway up the stairs where when I'm playing guitar, don't ask me how I found this out, it sounds gorgeous. There's a lot like, oh, wow, the sound here. So what I'll do is I'll use that sweet spot there and do that. At the entrance to the kitchen, going into the from the dining room to the kitchen, if I play double bass there, the sound is awesome. So I'll be recording a double bass in that spot. So, yeah, that's going to be really, really interesting to do. Good fun. And I don't know if I'll do the classic recording the vocals in the bathroom. Who knows? Who knows what I'll do? I'll try a few different places out. And I will put it on Periscope. The reason I can do this is that I've got a brand new Mac and I can link up Logic. There's an app on my iPad where I can do a remote operation of Logic, which is the program I use to record my music. So I can actually use my iPad to put it into record and play it back and all that sort of stuff. So that's cool. So let's have some fantastic music. This is Oliver Young. This is some more of that really nice slide guitar that I love so much. I've listened to this. It's called... oh, God. Oliver Young and the Powder Keg and Hesitation Blues and some other stuff. Brilliant.
Preacher with your hands held high. Hey, go get her with your eye on the prize. Where'd you get your headstrong certainty? Where'd you get your non-stop self-belief? Well, they say it's just a trick of the mind, and you got yours down to a fine art. Too bad I can't share yours with you, just to leave me to my hesitation. I sang my sorrows from the mountaintop. Am I the only person who's been feeling lost? A thousand voices echoed and answered back. It was the self same question that I had asked. Well, they say it's just a trick of the mind. So you play your games and I'll play mine. And I'll find my strength in knowing true I'm not alone in my hesitation blues. my hesitation blues.
J'ai vu dans les rues de ma ville passer l'ombre tranquille d'un soleil qui s'étoue. Sais-tu qu'il y en a bien mille, que des mots puérils font fleurir de partout. Partout, quand le temps immobile reste encore suspendu pour ne rien regretter. C'est fou, mais tes yeux sous la lune sont des flammes comme aucune n'a jamais existé. J'ai vu des oiseaux qui se posent pour trouver sur les roses des parfums oubliés. Je sais qu'il existe autre chose que les métamorphoses ne sont pas dues au fait. C'est vrai, dans ce monde où l'on passe sans voir que tout s'efface sur les calendriers, on reste si fidèle à nos gestes qu'un parfum sur ta veste vient tout nous rappeler. C'est ça qui souvent nous arrive quand vers une autre rive un pont n'est pas jeté. Et là, tous les deux, on découvre dans le matin qui s'ouvre ce que l'on a été. Thank you. ça qui souvent nous arrive quand vers une autre rive un pont n'est pas jeté. Et là, tous les deux, on découvre dans le matin qui s'ouvre ce que l'on a été.
Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm gonna do it again. That's the one he's gonna use.
Thank you. not be made out of rubber. And if I'd have my way, we'd all give it away. So nobody be left without.
Maybe
Nick_Tan @Twitter.com. That's right, it's Nick_Tan @Twitter.com. Right, so please subscribe. It's very good for you to do that via iTunes or via one of the other bits and pieces that I have, you know, on the website. If you ever look on the website, you will see all the lovely things. Right, so you listen to there another while. Well, we started off with Oliver Young and the Powder Keg and Hesitation Blues, which was fucking great. Daniel Roos and Je Vu. Oh, how fucking brilliant was that? Oh, love that. Could listen to that all day and very often do. After that was the beautiful Floella Grace and Valerie. And then Sammy Dahlstrom, of course. And Pop Your Heart Out. That was a different mix by DJ Funky. But not spelt the way Funky might be if you were spelling it at school. Oh, no. Spelt in a completely different way. Go to the website and you'll find out how chilling reading it is for any English teacher. Then the final track there was Songali, a guy called Songali, or was it Sangali? I can't read my own writing. Have a look on the website, itsthisthingonpodcast.com, and see if it's Songali or Sangali. I will look it up in my notes and let you know. And a song called Shaman. Fantastic. Lovely, lovely, lovely music. And we shall rejoice in it all. So that's the end of the podcast for this week. Go along to the website and have a little look. Have a little click around. If you fancy a little bit of Twitter action, give me a shout on Twitter. Make some comments on the website. All that kind of stuff. So I'm going to finish off with a couple of tracks. This track I'm going to play you next is by Ellis Bailey. And it's called Howling Wolf. And it was one of those videos that I saw on Facebook, because I'm friends with most people on Facebook, and I saw it, I thought, oh, that's fantastic. So that's Ellis Bailey and Howling Wolf, and a track by Valerio Lysander, and a track called The Prince, which is also bloody great. Hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. Hope to see you next week. Any feedback, you know, it's nice. Hello, Ian. Hi, mate. And I will speak to you next week. Have a lovely one. Bye. But he was a singer. He always sang the blues. Walked towards the harpy. He had nothing to lose. When he was a bass man, wrote those famous tunes. But all smokestacks in the backyard. And he's howling at the moon.
drowning in this terrible mental head. When I'm looking too far away, I just can see what is right here. I keep stumbling along the way. www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy.
Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?